Welcome to this guided sitting meditation on awareness of emotions. It's important as we investigate stress reduction that we begin to become more clearly aware of what's present in our bodies right now in terms of moods, emotions. So we want to set an intention in this meditation to very deliberately sit and rest, first with our awareness focused on the breath, and then to open it up to look more deeply at any emotional states that may be present and ways that they may be manifesting through body sensations. So begin with your upright, alert sitting posture. Awake, yet relaxed, and gently close your eyes. And before we do anything else, just take a few moments to notice, how are you feeling right now? What is your emotional state, your mood? There's always some type of emotional state or mood present. Sometimes it may just be a feeling of peacefulness, contentment, maybe happiness. Other times it may be something more afflictive, a little bit of anxiety, maybe a little sadness, perhaps a little boredom. Whatever it is, just notice what's there right now. And how are you relating to what's present? What are your judgments, thoughts, ideas, or reactions to what you're feeling right now? And just notice. Again, taking a kind, gentle curiosity to this entire meditation, to notice with just acceptance anything that's present. Now bringing your attention to rest with the breath. So wherever that's most comfortable for you, whether it's at the nostrils, the full in-breath and out-breath, or around the area of the belly, just settling your attention around that area and gently just resting the attention there with the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. If your mind wanders away in thought, as soon as you notice it, just relax the mind, relax the thinking mind, let go of whatever you may be thinking about, and just begin again with the next in-breath of letting the attention rest with the breath. Now letting go of the focus on your breathing, and instead again noticing the emotional state you have right now, the mood, the mental state. Is it calmness, restlessness, irritation, sadness, impatience, or something else. If there's a kind of reactive state that's present, very simply just see if you can recognize that state and just offer it a very simple awareness. Just resting there with awareness, present to what's happening, to what you're feeling. And as you do this, you can also very quietly in your mind label it irritated, anxious, fearful, restless, whatever the feeling is. Let the naming of it help you be independent of it, but still aware of it, still feeling it. Very, very importantly here, you're keeping your attention focused on the feeling itself, not on your thoughts or your thoughts about the emotion. Thoughts will continue to fuel an emotion and keep it going, sometimes almost indefinitely. So let go of any thinking and just keep the attention on the feeling itself, experiencing the feeling directly, not through the filter of thinking. And here it can be very helpful to see if you can find where in your body that emotional state or mood is manifesting. Where is it most expressed? What sensations or feelings in your body let you know that you're having this emotional state? Is it perhaps a contraction in the stomach, tightness in the shoulders, a clenched jaw, faster heartbeat, a lump in the throat, or pressure in the chest? If you're experiencing a pleasant emotion like happiness, you may feel relaxation or warmth in the body. Where do you feel it most strongly? And is it static or moving? Intense or mild? A feeling of warmth or chill? Just seeing if you can recognize how the emotional state is expressed through your body, through sensations in your body. So you're just recognizing, observing these sensations, not wanting them to go away, not trying to change anything. And as you observe, just notice, does the physical manifestation change? Become more intense? Less intense? Does it move to other parts of the body? Now notice your mind. Does your mind feel contracted or open? Can you meet the experience of this emotion with a kind and clear presence, neither clinging to nor resisting what's happening? Can you regard the feeling with balance, with equanimity, just watching it? And notice as you sit, observing if the emotion changes. And if it does, how does it change? Does it become more intense or does it weaken? Does it change into a different state? Anger to grief? Happiness to peace? Just noticing any change as you observe and sit with whatever emotions are present right now. And noticing what's present now. Noticing the mood, the emotion. If there have been shifts, changes. Now for the last minute or so of the sitting, coming back to your breathing. So letting the attention and focus on emotions shift to the background, recede, and just letting your attention rest with each fresh in-breath and out-breath. And now as I invite the bell, just again letting your attention rest with the sound of the bell from the beginning until the end, until it fades. Noticing any stillness that may be present in the mind, and then just gently opening your eyes and coming back into the space where you're sitting. So during this upcoming week, taking time periodically in your daily meditation to bring some focus to emotions that are present, learning to recognize what's there that may be affecting our well-being and may be contributing to our stress. And importantly, as mentioned during this meditation guidance, recognizing that emotions have a physicality to them, and they are fueled by our thoughts. So when we bring our attention to an emotion, particularly one that may be unpleasant, noticing that if we let go of thinking and simply bring the attention to the emotion and how it manifests in the body, we're told that typically the duration of the emotion is about 90 seconds. And that's an average, so some may be much shorter, some may be longer. But noting that we can be present to these emotions, and they may be unpleasant, but they will move through, they are impermanent, as long as we don't continue to hold on to those thoughts that feed the emotion. So wishing you a good week of practicing with looking at emotions.